This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski.
After a project reset was announced last week, what are local leaders saying should happen with the 33 Expressway? WBEN's Brayton Wilson is here with more.
Last week, the State Department of Transportation announced it is starting the process over with the Kensington Expressway project, with the new Queen City Forward initiative being geared to grow the project from the ground up. This includes a nationwide search for a new project director, an outreach and listening tour with the community, and a complete environmental impact statement, which could take up to 3 years to complete. New York Governor Kathy Hochul was a bit frustrated during a visit to the region on Monday, saying it feels too frequent in Western New York where people with a different opinion to a project like the 33 decide to go to court and basically stop a significant project for the community.
We stepped back and said, well, the court said no because these advocates have asked for it, basically shut down the project until it's more in line with what they want. But now we are at a place of a reset. I had our commissioner of DOT, Marie Therese Dominguez, come out and talk about that. The community engagement starts again. It is a longer process. It is a more expensive process just to do the background review. To get to a point than where we are right now.
As for State Senator Sean Ryan, who's on the ballot as the Democratic candidate for Buffalo mayor this November, he believes the state should be looking at both the Kensington Expressway as well as the Skagit-Aquitta corridor as both roadways pour into one another.
The disappointing thing on all these big projects that have been stalled are they're going to take a long time to get back going again. But under my leadership in City Hall, the city will have the head of the table seat for trying to figure these projects out for far too long. City Hall did not play a leadership role in these major projects, be it the 33, the Skyway, the 198, and as a result of it, the projects never got off the ground.
Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. We'll continue to watch that story as it develops. President Trump said Monday that pregnant women should not take Tylenol due to autism concerns.
So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good. For this reason, they are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy unless medically necessary.
Many official recommendations, though, not changing. Here's Sony Salzman.
The president, what he said is that women should just tough it out. And the reason that that is drawing such immense criticism, even alarm, from all these medical groups is because there are known real risks of experiencing pain and fever during pregnancy. For example, fever is associated with a much higher risk of stillbirth. So there is a really strong concern that women are going to see these headlines, be scared to take Tylenol, not take anything, perhaps experience pain, fever, and then suffer harms either to themselves or to their growing baby.
That's Sony Salzman. We're going to be talking about this with Dr. Joseph Chow of Western New York Immediate Care live on WBEN.
It's 7:05 on WBEN. Jimmy Kimmel Live will return tonight after comments Kimmel made following the death of activist Charlie Kirk. Alex Capriello reports.
This letter from the ACLU, signed by more than 400 artists and entertainers, called the decision to pull Kimmel dark and unconstitutional, and then asked all Americans to defend free speech. Quote, regardless of our political affiliation or whether we engage in politics or not, we all love our country. We also share the belief that our voices should never be silenced by those in power, because if it happens to one of us, it happens to all of us. That letter, signed by the elite of show business, people like Meryl Streep, Jennifer Aniston, Tom Hanks.
When he returns, Kimmel's suspension will have lasted just under a week.
Cheektowaga police have made an arrest related to an incident that sent the Longhorn Steakhouse in Cheektowaga into an uproar about a month ago. Back on August 23rd, police responded to the restaurant on Walden Avenue after a report that a woman had pepper sprayed other people in the restaurant after a disagreement. That woman left before police arrived. Now, 23-year-old Janaea Johnson, charged with assault in the third degree, endangering the welfare of a child, and unlawfully possessing a noxious material. Among people hit with the pepper spray was a 3-month-old baby who had to be taken to Children's Hospital. Police say Johnson was issued an appearance ticket and released.
Next on WBEN, the Trump administration releasing new details about its deal with Chinese-owned video sharing app TikTok. Edward Lawrence with Fox Business has more from the White House.
Critics are worried about two things, the data and the algorithm. Now, in the deal, the algorithm will be leased to a U.S. new joint venture company. Now, a senior administration official says that that algorithm will be retrained and vetted. That official saying only American data will be imported into it. Now, on the data, the official says that it will be walled off from the Chinese government and Oracle will have control of it in the United States. Any updates on the app on U.S. phones will go through Oracle, who will also have access to the source code.
Now, in this new deal, ByteDance would control less than 20% of the company, with 30% controlled by investors and more than 50% by new American investors.
President Trump today expected to address the UN General Assembly.
After the U.S. under the president's speech comes at a challenging time for the U.N. The 80-year-old institution is facing a major cash crunch after the U.S. under the president's leadership pulled back funding from some of the U.N.'s agencies. The U.S. is the largest donor to the U.N. World leaders will be looking to the president today to signal the future of U.S. involvement in the organization in the midst of several global conflicts. That aside, the president, per U.S. and Arab officials, is expected to present a group of Arab and Muslim leaders today with a plan for peace and how to govern Gaza after the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is also expected to meet with President Trump on the sidelines to push for more security guarantees.
That is Madeline Rivera with the latest from Washington.
The fight in Buffalo over the sale of $110 million bonds needed to help underwrite various capital projects could be resolved soon. State Supreme Court Justice Emilio Colaiacovo heard nearly 80 minutes of arguments during a hearing yesterday and promises a decision by the end of the week. At issue, according to Mayor Scanlon, are projects that are critical for the city. Comptroller Barbara Miller Williams is allowing some projects to be bonded, but not all, saying they will hurt the fiscally ailing city. The Common Council approved these projects earlier in the spring.
Car thieves are coming up with a new way to break into vehicles, hijacking the signal your key fob sends to the car. Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
While it hasn't been seen in his town, Orchard Park Police Chief Patrick Fitzgerald says key fob theft is becoming something to watch out for.
People leaving their key fobs in their vehicles, especially if that vehicle is unlocked, is a simple way for a car thief to steal a car. And, you know, we're seeing that occurring.
He says newer key fobs transmit constantly, making it difficult for cars to lock when the fob is in the car.
Easiest way to protect against that, if you have a key fob that is constantly transmitting to that vehicle, would be to put that key fob in what's referred to as a Faraday box or a Faraday bag.
Fitzgerald says don't leave your fobs in the vehicle, especially when your car is unlocked. There's another way fobs are being stolen. Find out about that online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
I think so many people have these key fobs now. I just can't see them putting their key fobs in a special bag or
box or something. Yeah. Maybe keeping them further away from the door, like somewhere in the middle of the house.
Right.
I guess that's what they're saying might be able to work for you.
Usually you do keep them near the door.
Yeah. We haven't seen a lot of it here, though. It's pretty sophisticated. And also, I can't imagine anything picking up my key. I have to be like right next to my car for my key fob to work. It stinks.
Yeah.
It's like terrible. It's like the signal.
But maybe that's actually a good thing.
Maybe now that I hear this, that's a good thing.
Because I can kind of
no one's picking it up
from a distance.
Yeah. Mine, so, if I'm over here, not a chance. I'm reaching my car.
That's kind of, it makes you think.
Yeah, it takes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Takes a lot.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Partly sunny with an isolated shower, thunder shower this afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight lows in the low 60s. On Wednesday, we'll see some showers and thunder showers pop up late in the day with highs in the upper 70s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us on the line, Dr. Joseph Chow, Western New York Media Care, as the president yesterday saying that pregnant women should not take Tylenol due to concerns over autism. Dr. Chow, thanks for joining us. I'll start with the simple question. Well, you'll tell me if it's simple. Why did he say this?
Yeah, good morning. Certainly not simple, and certainly sounds confusing. So he said this because there were studies. There was a study that actually looked at prior studies, and it totaled around 46 of them, dating from prior years. And this study actually suggests a potential association. And so I think it's important to kind of take a look at the words, even if you look at the HHS site. It will say it suggests a potential association, but not causation between Tylenol as well as autism or other neurodevelopment disorders. So this is the reason why he said that, pregnant women should not take Tylenol during pregnancy.
What concerns you as a physician with this?
Well, one, we already talked about a confusion. I think this is already causing confusion amongst patients who really will need to talk to their doctor about this. That's one. The other is, treatment. The whole reason why people will take Tylenol, they'll typically take it for pain. They'll take it for fevers. And I think we've all, really in the past day have even seen some of the potential issues of not treating fever as well as pain in pregnancy. So that's also one. certainly, you know, finding other alternatives during pregnancy, there's really not that many great or even good alternatives to Tylenol at this point. The other popular medication, ibuprofen, certainly has its difficulties in pregnancy that are well documented also. And certainly, you know, we try not to trend towards more potent pain medications such as opiates. So the options that are out there for pregnancy is really not that great. So if you take this away, you're taking away really one of the important and only medications that we can take.
You know, the use of Tylenol, it would seem to me, has kind of stayed steady while autism rates have gone up. And I'm interested in your opinion on this, because there's a school of thought that says, well, you know, we're seeing these autism diagnoses up huge numbers in the last 10 years, 15 years. But there are a lot of people who say, well, that does not mean that autism has exploded, just that autism diagnoses have exploded. And we're now assigning autism to way more people than we ever would have in the past. What exactly is going on here, and is that a reasonable conclusion to what's happened in the last decade?
Well, in that case, that's actually, you know, more of a negative correlation, and so not causation. So you're correct. Is the issue that we're just diagnosing better? We have better tools. There's more recognition. That certainly may play a role in it. I think there's still a lot of unknowns. There may be other factors that are out there in the past, you know, decade or so that we are not aware of that may be causing this increase. And when you take a look at the Tylenol use, it does look like the Tylenol use has been steady or actually decreasing, you know, in pregnant patients. So that in itself is kind of goes the other way to the argument that there is an association or a cause for it. But nonetheless, these, again, are correlations and not stated causations.
Dr. Chow, the president used the words tough it out. He said women should just tough it out instead of taking Tylenol if they have a fever. But, I mean, if a pregnant woman has a fever and doesn't take anything, that itself is risky, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, with fevers, it can cause, again, neural tube defects, heart defects, oral clefts. So there is danger in not treating fever also. And, you know, again, I'm hoping he's not saying just tough it out. I can say when my wife was pregnant, I would not say that, because really that can be very difficult, you know, with the pregnancy and add on top of fever, discomfort, and the whole list. I think tough it out is probably a word I wouldn't say.
Tell your pregnant wife to tough it out. You'll be taking Tylenol after you got hit in the head with a frying pan.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I'm wondering why this got the treatment it did yesterday, and how the studies presented yesterday differ from things that, you know, quite frankly, we hear about all the time. We were talking earlier about how every 6 months, right, eggs are good for you. Actually, wait, eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you again. And, you know, it goes so on and so forth. But they're all based on studies. When does a study reach a level of being something that turns into a recommendation for doctors? Because we hear about studies all the time, but changing recommendations, not so much.
Yeah, that's a great question. And certainly you want, you know, large amounts of participants, so that the number that are involved, the ideal studies are more they can control in the future versus what these are called observational studies, because it's not ethical to do studies on, you know, again, pregnant patients to see if something will be extremely beneficial versus detrimental. You can't do those kind of studies in these cases. So the studies that we do use are more observational, meaning we take a look and see what happens with an outcome, but without any intervention. So that being said, you did mention there's, you know, these have been studied actually for years and decades with Tylenol use in pregnancy. Probably the largest one to date was recently last year in JAMA, and this involved over 2 million children. The other ways to make these studies more powerful is to actually remove any kind of bias or any kind of confounding factors, is what we call, and the confounding factors factors can be a lot of different things, right? It can be genetics. It could be a lot of different factors like other medications. It could be the reason why you're using Tylenol in the first place, maybe causing things. And so you try to get these studies as powerful as and without bias or confounding factors. This study in particular from last year actually had what's called sibling controls. And so you take away some of the confounding factors with, let's say, genetics and environmental factors because it's studied within the same family. So that study that you'll probably see a lot of doctors reference in the news is probably the biggest and most recent and best study that we have. And that particular study, not surprising, did not show any association with Tylenol as well as autism or neurodevelopmental disorders. And so that's why there is this, you know, again, back and forth about, well, which study do we believe? You know, that one to this date is still the gold standard at this point.
Well, Dr. Chow, thanks so much for joining us and helping us sort through this. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Dr. Joseph Chow with Western New York Immediate Care.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.